Good morning, everybody. I wanted to talk to you today about how we can support our local restaurants. As always, this is Tisha Lady. I am here because I love food and I love to travel. Now, in this time of not being able to go anywhere, being stuck in the house, and if you're like me on TikTok about half of the day listening to I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored, we still have to eat. Now, many people have opted to go out and buy food and stock up their cabinets, stock up their refrigerators and their freezers for the food. But if we're like anybody else, after a while, we do get tired of eating the same food all the time or even having to cook being stuck in the house. Now, one of the great things is that we can still go out and support our local restaurants. Now, for those of you who may not want to go ahead and go out and actually visit any place, don't want to leave the house, can't leave the house, there are several other ways that you can support your local restaurants. One way is to actually go out there and buy gift cards. Now, this may not seem like anything really big, but look at it like this. You love Buffalo Wild Wings, but Buffalo Wild Wings is currently closed. You could go on their website, purchase some gift cards, and when we are allowed to roam free around the world again, use this gift card to go ahead and buy food at the restaurant. And this will help them to survive. Now, some places may not have online gift cards, and you may have to go to the store. Or if you're already going to the supermarket to pick up any kind of essential items, you know that many of the supermarkets have gift cards all around, especially if you shop at places like the Super Targets and Super Walmarts and Super HEBs. There's always food restaurant gift cards. Now, what's great about this is it'll still support the restaurants, whether you're going to an Olive Garden, to your local chicken wing spot. The next thing that you can honestly do if you don't want to go outside and actually physically support them that way, you know that a lot of the Uber Eats, the DoorDash, and all of the other different food deliveries will actually deliver a lot of these great foods towards you. So you don't necessarily still have to leave, but you can support your local restaurants as well. Something else that you can do, which I think is pretty cool, because a lot of these different services like Uber Eats, DoorDash, Yelp have the ability to go ahead and split payments. So let's just say you live in an apartment or you live in a small neighborhood or something. You and your neighbors could get together to put together a big order for one restaurant, split the payment, and then have the delivery guy just show up and everybody takes turns picking up their food. Because remember, stay 6 feet away if possible. But these are just some ideas you can do if you don't want to leave. Now, another option that you can do is, and this is something that we've been doing, is just going to get takeout. Because yes, I've been cooking and that's great. But you know what? Sometimes you want to something different. You don't want those leftovers anymore. So a suggestion that I have is, go out onto the town, use your tools like Yelp, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and things like that to see what restaurants are open for takeout, and actually just go to a restaurant, place an order, and take it home. It doesn't have to be anything as astronomical. Sorry, you know, I can't say words sometimes, but it is something that to help these restaurants. I spoke to a restaurant down here where I'm at now, and they are a Cambodian French restaurant. And they have a limited menu, and it's called, it was a limited menu that they had. And the place is called the Elephant Trunk. I first of all wanted to go just because it was called the Elephant Trunk. But when we went there, one of the things that he said is that because of the shutdown, they have very, very limited menu options just to make it easier for them because they don't have as many employees working for them. And because of the health code telling them to shut down, they can't even allow people to use their bathrooms. That's how serious this is. But because they use Grubhub, because they are on Yelp, people are still able to find them. They're calling in to be able to get their meals, and it's really helping them. But he said that a lot of his fellow restaurant counterparts who weren't able to stay open may lose their jobs, may lose their restaurants, and it may be a really tough time to come back because we don't know how long that this is going to last. Now, one of the things that I have seen with Pinch Boil, which is located down in San Antonio, Texas, what they have been doing is some great Instagram marketing to go out there and not only prepare takeout menus, but they're actually preparing family to go menus, which is a great idea because a lot of people, it's more than just you. Some people, it is a full family that they have to take care of. And Pinch Boil is doing something that a lot of restaurants are doing where they'll have family to go backs, where it's enough food to feed about four people at a time. Now, for those of you who are like, well, I don't really want the family to go pack because it's just maybe me and one other person. But you have to remember that by supporting them and buying, say, a family four pack, you're going to have food for like 4 days because we all have different types of feelings about leftovers and having to cook. But we're going to talk more about that in just a minute. Hello and welcome back. So we're going to continue talking about how you can support your your local businesses as well as some of your local restaurants out there as this quarantine is going on. Many places have now, since I've been reading it today, have started the process of doing more shutdowns. Maryland is about to do shutdowns at 5 p.m. A lot of restaurants, even supermarkets, will be closing early. Now, as I spoke before, many restaurants are still offering delivery and pickup, but make sure that you check for those delivery options at places other than the restaurants. Some of you may not know that the local toy stores, flower shops, bookstores, and clothing boutiques may not have their usual storefront on, but they're providing delivery or curbside pickup. That is becoming the way to support your local restaurants, local and local businesses. Now, you can also buy, like I said before, buy those gift cards or put in credit for later uses at your favorite restaurants. They will definitely appreciate that later on. And then, of course, share your local restaurant delivery menus on your social media pages. Many places have put their menus online, on Yelp, or in so many different places. Share this with other people in your neighborhood. Many of you are probably a part of local groups on Facebook. Share this information into those groups and say, hey, let's all support these restaurants. Here's their menu. Their food is great. Let's have a party where we all order from them around the same time. Give them a boost of information, a boost of money. Also, check with those businesses you frequently already love to visit for food. Some of them may have altered their services and their times, and that is something that we were learning as one of the restaurants we went to, which was a Cheesecake Factory. They normally close at 11 o'clock at night, but due to everything going on, they shut down at 9 p.m. So we had to hurry up and make sure not only did we put the order in, that we got there on time. So we want to make sure that you're checking out what times they close, because what's happening is a lot of these restaurants are closing early to still completely disinfect their offices and the kitchens and everything going on. Now, for those of you who still have that steady income and the financial means to do it, still go out. Maybe even go ahead and support those, your friends, your family, your loved ones who may not have the income coming in. Buy them dinner. Invite them to come over for a meal that you bought from a restaurant or a home-cooked meal. And make sure that you are tipping your service workers extra income because they are out there in the air, breathing everything in and taking that danger to feed you. Now, also, if you have any membership and subscriptions to any of your food services, because many of us might have anything like Daily Harvest Cups and the different meal plan packages, go ahead and keep those subscriptions. Keep it going. Keep the food coming in and keep supporting them. Now, if you have any children who have maybe have paid for any kind of cooking classes or anything like that, make sure that if the class is canceled or anything, donate that money back to the organization and let them keep their money or maybe see if you can postpone any of these classes to a later date. Then also something that you can do is start a local business network where people in your area can go ahead and support the local businesses, the local restaurants. Like in North Carolina, they have a group called Support Local or Else. So maybe like I'm in San Antonio, so we could start a San Antonio group to support local restaurants in the area. If some of you maybe are web designers, social media influencers, marketing experts, offer your services to these restaurants that maybe need a better online presence to help them market what they do actually have. Because a lot of people are under the impression that many restaurants out there are closed or not operating because they see some places with the signs saying, oh, we can't open. And then there are some places that are still open for limited space and things like that. Help them market their company so they can get the money, the income, so they can stay in business and they can keep their employees. Now, if you have any kind of unique promotion idea from any of your experiences and things like that, definitely share it. Because what you want to do is you want to make sure that we help these local restaurants keep open, stay open, because we want to keep a lot of these local, especially some of these small chains and mom and pop places. You want to make sure that they're still doing great. Now, one of the things that I read, it's called the Sweet Delights in Summers, New York. They're still providing decorating and baking kits for kids and their parents with a curbside pickup. So that way, you not only do you have something great to do with your children, you get to eat some yummy cupcakes in the end. And share any extra sanitizers and supplies with your delivery people. I saw a video where a guy was giving away free hand sanitizers and toilet paper to all of the delivery people that were coming to their door. So they had their supplies and they can go on and go. Maybe something that you can do also is hold an online contest or drawing for business cards, gift cards, for the local restaurant. So like I can go to Pinch Boil and get a gift card for them and then create a some kind of contest to give away maybe a $50 gift card to use at the restaurant at their leisure. And if nothing else, if this is your favorite restaurant, the place that you always go to, you know, so you go there so often, they know your order. Go ahead and just give them a donation. I'm telling you now, and this time, it is not just the people who were sent home that are struggling. It is these businesses, and we want to go ahead and support these businesses as much as possible. Next, we're going to talk about some yummy things that you can cook while quarantined.